Brent Sass is at Fred Meyer West in Fairbanks, grabbing some last-minute snacks he'll pack in the bags that will be sent to checkpoints along the Yukon Quest Trail. The lean, muscular 37-year-old is going to grab some whole grain, grass-fed, all-natural groceries, right?
Well, I got these licorices that don't freeze in the cold, so that's important. A few five-hour energies to keep me going. Fruit snacks, you know, all the good stuff. I have got really good food packed already. This is kind of the last-ditch. Any energy things in between the good meals and food that I already have packed.
Despite his high octane diet that he hopes will give him that extra push towards the end of the 10-day Yukon quest, Sass is more low-key when he's talking about his goals for this year's race.
I'm super excited just to get back out there. I mean, I really missed the race last year. It was the first time in 11 years that I hadn't been around the Yukon quest. And like I said, I live in the middle of nowhere. So the quest is also not only the big dog race, but it's my social time for the year. So I get to see all these people I see once a year, and it's like a big family reunion. And I missed out on that last year.
Sass sat out of last year's quest to recuperate from years of running both the Iditarod and the quest, and to recenter after a tragic loss of one of his dogs. This year is a return to racing for the 2015 champ, who has high hopes for his young dog team.
It's a brand new dog team. I mean, I'm going to have four dogs that have run a quest before. So every other year for the last 4 years, all the dogs had run multiple quests, and it was a really experienced team. So this is a brand new dog team, and I'm super excited about it.
Sass says he is trying to keep his head down and focus on what he can control.
I mean, this year, I'm trying to make a real big point of just not really paying attention to what my competition's doing. I've spent a lot of years really focusing on trying to win, and this year, I'm focusing on my dog team. I'm doing the best I possibly can, but not really worried about those guys.
One of those guys is Matt Hall, a 27-year-old 2017 Yukon Quest champion who finished in third place in the Copper Basin 300. He was less than an hour behind Sass. Hall says he is looking forward to the quest, especially because of one dog that impressed him.
So we've got a new leader this year, Carhart, who started training up this fall on four-wheeler training. And I put him at lead at the first checkpoint, Chisto.
Hall says he waited until then because he didn't know how the young dog would handle passing other teams on the trail. As soon as Carhart took the lead 30 miles into the race, Hall knew he had a great dog.
That was pretty incredible to see that young guy step forward like that.
Unlike Sass, Hall is driving a team of all Quest veteran dogs. Many of them raced the Quest last year as two-year-olds, where the team finished second to Alan Moore. Hall of Eagle, Alaska, says he hopes his knowledge of the trail will help him out.
You know, honestly, we've got as good a chance of anybody. I mean, I'm experienced myself. I know how to run a 1,000-mile race.
Still, with several other former champions signed up for the quest, Hall isn't getting ahead of himself.
There's a lot of really good teams out there.
In Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.